A Murder of Crows by P.F. Chisholm. Prologue. A hunchback and a poet met in the glorious gardens belonging to the hunchback's father. The poet was dusty and tired, having ridden up from London to report to his new employer on the sensational events in and around the Fleet Prison the previous Sunday. The hunchback preferred to sit in the shade, dressed in his customary black damask and white falling band, his lean, handsome face tilted slightly sideways to listen more carefully. Beside him, since he liked to make notes, was pen, ink, and the very best, most expensive paper, smoothed with pumice so that his pen nib never caught nor spattered. The poet stared at the sheets hungrily, knowing they cost as much as tuppence each, and wishing he could afford such a pile. The bench was carved to look as if it had grown from the ground and faced across a labyrinth made of low-clipped box trees, filled in with scented flowers, some of which were making a valiant last flowering in the autumn light. The Queen had often walked in these very gardens, and still occasionally did. When the hunchback's father chose to inspect his plantings, he would normally travel around the carefully raked and weeded paths on the back of a small donkey, since he was now crippled by gout. The hunchback generally walked the paths when he was thinking, at a fast pace, and with hardly a limp despite the bandy legs of a childhood trampled by rickets. The poet prided himself on his memory and never wasted precious paper on mere notes. He had been a player, and hoped to be one again, used to being presented with a part the night before its first afternoon performance with only one rehearsal in the morning. He could read pages twice and know them by heart. His memory was just as good for what